Hello and welcome to the Daily Bible Readings. It's the 13th of April and we're reading from 1 Samuel chapter 31. Let's pray first. Father God, thank you for your word. We love your word. Thank you for all that's in there. Teach us today what you'd have us learn from this portion of scripture. Amen. Now, the Philistines fought against Israel. The Israelites fled before them and many fell dead on Mount Gilboa. The Philistines were in hot pursuit of Saul and his sons, and they killed his sons Jonathan, Abinadab, and Malchishua. The fighting grew fierce around Saul, and when the archers overtook him, they wounded him critically. Saul said to his armor-bearer, "Draw your sword and run me through, or these uncircumcised fellows will come and run me through and abuse me." But the armor-bearer was terrified and would not do it, so Saul took his own sword and fell on it. When the armor-bearer saw that the Saul was dead, he too fell on his sword and died with him. So Saul and his three sons and his armor-bearer and all his men died together that same day. When the Israelites along the valley and those across the Jordan saw that the Israelite army had fled and that Saul and his sons had died, they abandoned their towns and fled. And the Philistines came and occupied them. The next day, when the Philistines came to strip the dead, they found Saul and his three sons fallen on Mount Gilboa. They cut off his head, stripped off his armour, and they sent messengers throughout the land of the Philistines to proclaim the news in the temple of their idols and among their people. They put his armour in the temple of the Ashtoreths and fastened his body to the wall of Beth-shan. When the people of Jabesh-Gilead heard what the Philistines had done to Saul, all their valiant men marched through the night to Beth-shan. They took down the bodies of Saul and his sons from the wall of Beth-shan and went to Jabesh, where they burned them. Then they took their bones and buried them under a tamarisk tree at Jabesh, and they fasted 7 days. This passage is pretty messy, isn't it? It's very different to the passage that Marshall preached on Sunday when he looked at Joshua and the transition from Moses to Joshua. Moses, my servant, is dead. The one who came out of water is dead. And now Joshua, the Lord God Almighty who saves, go and get on with the job. This passage is a bit messier than that. Saul has come to a messy end. It's been chapter after chapter of just depressing downfall. And I think it highlights the difference between the type of leadership from Moses' time through the Judges, where it was anointed men and women who led. They were anointed by the Spirit of God, and that's how they emerged as leaders. To now we're going into the season where they're appointed leaders, you know, not necessarily anointed. Although Saul had times when he met with God, he made some pretty bad choices and ends up committing suicide. It's just desperately sad. And yet in it all, you know, there's some hints that the writer really understands that God is in charge. In verse 9, it says, they sent messengers throughout the land of the Philistines to proclaim the news in the temple of their idols and among their people. It's like, these idols are nothing. It's not the great word for gods. Idols, they're nothing. And, you know, the word has to be proclaimed to the idols because they don't know, because they're not God. And then valiant people come and take these bodies and treat them honourably. And, you know, they cremate them, as it were, they burn them and then they bury the bones. And so, you know, there's senses that God's in charge here. But the kind of real message of this section of scripture, I think, is just that fact of we need anointed leadership, not just appointed leadership. And we need men and women who follow God with all of their hearts and hold themselves accountable to others. You know, I look round at the church, the global church today, and you see with desperate sadness some of the things that are happening with some of the mega churches, you know, like Hillsong and you know, just kind of celebrity leaders leading and then ending up falling in just really sad ways, and just thinking, God, oh God, we need anointed leadership and we need accountable leadership, people that hold themselves accountable to others to make sure that they don't fall in the ways that King Saul did here. So God, we pray, Jesus, for more anointing. We want to be anointed in our following of you and our leadership. And God, help us to stay accountable, to stay close to you, to stay right to you, and to not make these dumb choices that Saul ended up making and getting in a mess. In Jesus' name, amen.